just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
Indeed, it is time for Who Arted. I'll let you do the introductions while I go get a glass of water. Here we go.
All right, down Who Arted we have Johnson Otiera, who is one of the headlining artists for the upcoming Artache Art Party. At Golden Dawn, where artists clear out their studios and sell various artworks at affordable prices. Welcome, Johnson.
Kia ora, thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Witiera is one of our strongest contemporary Māori creatives, currently working within the country. His modernisation of Māori symbology has been stylistically developed through his exploration of traditional carving. The subject of his work often explores its culturally diverse heritage and decolonisation, culminating in work that is not only stunningly bold and fresh, but also full of heart and humour. Cultural appropriation is now we're going to talk about cultural appropriation because the theme of the upcoming Artache that we're all involved in is tiki. And so looking at that subject, cultural appropriation is a concept in sociology dealing with the adoption of elements of one culture by members of another. And there's definitely different levels of it. For example, Katy Perry dressing up like a geisha, having no cultural affiliation with Japan, or Beyonce and Chris Martin from Coldplay making a music video where Beyonce is completely doused in traditional Indian attire. So basically, that video got buried pretty quickly, but I haven't forgotten about it. But another thing that, to use the term, is another culture's heritage, because if you've grown up in a culture surrounded by that culture, say you're second or third generation New Zealander, and you've been absorbed by elements of it as part of your own life story, that's also that how what. It's hard to draw a line. Where do you draw the line between, I guess, cool and not so cool? And I know that's a difficult question.
It is a really difficult question. I think for me it's all about intention, really, especially if it's something around someone creating a tiki or something involving what some people might call sacred types of images. It's the intention behind it, because I've seen Pāhi artists do terrible things with Māori forms, and I've seen Māori artists do terrible things with Māori forms as well.
Yeah.
And if the right intention isn't there, sometimes the right knowledge isn't there, then it can all come unstuck.
How do you feel about, and I guess this veers a little bit away from art, but those souvenir shops and the kind of art that's in there, because in that respect, well, how do you feel about those? Because the culture behind that's kind of bad as well.
I've kind of shifted a bit on that. I mean, I understand those that are created for tourism purposes. Some of those support Māori communities. Some of those are probably at odds with Māori artists and their kind of production. But it reminds me of things like, you can go to the warehouse and get these big blankets and they're covered in kōru patterns. And, the people who buy those the most, I think, even though design-wise they look a bit horrible, are probably Māori. So at the end of the day, I think the main thing is that if it's a way for Māori to engage with their heritage, then I think that's fine.
And it keeps it alive in a way.
Exactly.
All right, so you are of Tamahi Ngāpuhi Ngāti Hoa, and New Zealand European descent. You have a master's in graphic design and a PhD in Māori visual arts, through which you've developed a platform for contemporary Māori design practice. You're passionate about making Māori design as part of everyday lives, as I am about making art as a part of everyday lives. And your work to me is the embodiment of multiculturalized expression. Because you have Māori blood, it's like you get, I guess a free pass is the worst term to use, but you get to express yourself. But when others do it, if they don't have the blood in them, and I guess this is going back to the question about if you've grown up and it's recognised symbolism as part of your culture, they're not allowed to freely use these items. Do you think, is that racist?
Well, I guess the first thing to comment on is it's really interesting, the kind of free pass thing, because I don't know if one of the few people, but I'm one of the people who's quite vocal about the fact that being Māori doesn't just mean you can do Māori art. Prior to our Pāhia ancestors arriving, And afterwards, there were really high standards in Māori art, and not everyone was an artist. The arts were considered very tapu, you know, so they were practiced under certain types of restrictions. So it wasn't, so being Māori didn't mean you could do Māori art. And again, for me, being Māori now doesn't mean you can do Māori art, you know. Engaging with some of the mātauranga, some of the knowledge around the practices and some of the ideas, doing a bit of that learning for me means you can get involved with Māori art. And it's the same for Pākehā. So, you know, I'm not against Pākehā engaging with Māori art forms, whether or not it's in an art context or a design context, as long as they're making, you know, a really kind of honest, genuine attempt to engage with Māori culture. You know, they're not doing it for a one-off kind of project, like, I've got to engage with Māori art on this project and then move on.
Yeah.
If it's more than that, you know, I totally support that, because, again, I think it's a really positive way for Māori and Pākehā to engage with each other.
Yeah, I agree. And so it does really come down to the integrity of the work that's been produced.
Yeah, yeah.
Right, well, I've been trying to get you to do an art ache for ages.
Yeah, I know.
since the first time I interviewed you, which is actually only a year, but it feels like longer. Luckily, we catch the same bus often, so yes. I've been able to whittle you down. And finally, with Dick Frizzell as a headliner, you agreed. And as we know, the theme for this event is Tiki. And I've asked each artist to create an artwork about Tiki and what it means to them. What is Tiki to you?
I think Tiki for me can very simply be brought down to the idea of whakapapa. You know, there's all these different anthropological views on Tiki, different Māori views on Tiki, but as a small representation of a human form, and Hei Tiki that's the necklace, or as Tiki as they're kind of carved into you know, different structures, whare whakaero or whatever, again, it's all about whakapapa, which is about lineage, which is about continuity and things like that again, but it's whakapapa.
Okay, so it's something you identify. Yeah, okay, so it's also, well, Tiki is, I hate saying Tiki is because it's kind
Tiki
of...
Tiki are? Maybe it's a multiplicity.
Yeah, but it is often assumed that he was the first man created by Tane.
Hmm.
So does that, if we were to equate him with other cultures, it could potentially put him alongside Jesus. And if so, is it appropriate to hold an event at a pub where alcohol is served?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it's a question that I've thought of, and it's really easy to answer. You know, I mean, there are a lot of Māori art forms that are in galleries, go to exhibitions and museums, and they have openings and alcohol, those things all the time. But I guess one thing that it's good to get clarity around is Tiki as an image, Hei Tiki as, you know, whether or not it's a print or a painting or whatever, and Tiki as Hei Tiki, as these kind of either greenstone or carved bone necklaces, because there is a real significant difference. And one is that the greenstone ones, or, you know, the ones that are made from the earth, from real materials, from a Māori perspective of Māori, you know, they have this type of energy. And that's a very different thing to an image of a Tiki. You know, I was thinking, if I took it to the logical, possibly illogical conclusion, you could say, well, a lot of Māori have tāmoko, and Pākehā have this tāmoko, not facial, but, you know, designs, and often those designs feature Tiki throughout them. You know, should we say, you shouldn't go to the pub? And should we also say, you're wearing a crucifix, you shouldn't go to the pub? Or you've got a hipster Jesus tattoo, you shouldn't go to the pub? You know?
And actually, you take your beliefs and you take your heritage and you take your culture everywhere you go, because that is actually what makes you who you are.
Yeah.
There are different versions of Tiki all over Polynesia, and as a New Zealander, I've grown up as seeing Tiki as an embryonic symbol, rightly or wrongly. I've found out that an archaeologist defined it as being an embryonic symbol, but it's actually not. But I've believed that growing up, and that's what it is to me. Tanya McMillan, Misery, who's also part of our lineup, is part Tahitian, and her Tiki celebrates womanhood and fertility. Because Tiki is tapu and tapu is sacred and religion is considered sacred, do you think use of Tiki throughout art exempts it from being blasphemous?
Not necessarily, but again, I guess there, and going back to, there is a difference between, you know, a Hei Tiki, a Paunama greenstone one, and an image. But also, I think, you know, maybe we need more Tiki. If it is a sacred thing, and sacred things are important to us, maybe we need more reminders of these important things around us in our daily lives.
Yeah, I've always sort of felt, and I have never been given any green stone item, but I've always been a bit envious of people.
Me too.
Have you not been given one?
Oh, I've been given a different type of green stone necklace, but yeah, I haven't gone like, out and brought myself a heap.
But yeah, I could never buy one. I'm waiting.
Yeah.
Don't
look at me.
Well, I was just going to say we could buy each other one and then that would be like, but you know, yeah, I'm waiting.
I've had plastic cakes.
Oh, really?
I've had plastic ones, which have I just thought were really cool and interesting, and other people have not liked them.
Actually, yes, you can get those little key rings. And I had some salad servers that were, they had little tickies on the top.
Yeah.
That everyone had for a while there.
I mean, that's probably a good one to consider around cultural appropriation, because it's making an artwork, which is for a particular use, and it's making something like salad servers. Again, Kai, you know, food was considered, cooked food was considered noa, which meant whenever it was consumed by someone, they would leave a state of tapuness. So by putting, you know, those salad servers, they've got a little ticky on the ends of them. So having those connected to food serving things, that's just a bit dumb.
Yeah,
you know, because
everyone had them because they were.
Yeah,
I guess they were. Well, they were kitsch.
Yeah, they still are.
And I guess there's an element of that does people do identify with.
As design objects, I still think they're really interesting.
Yeah.
You know,
what are you up to after Art Ache?
I'm off to Winnipeg in November for a group exhibition with a bunch of Māori artists doing crazy digital, interesting. Augmented virtual things with Māori art.
Are you doing any virtual reality?
No, I would really like to do that. And, you know, I'm not sure if I've seen any virtual tiki. I've seen some augmented reality tiki.
I've sent you a Photoshop file on how to do it. I'm very disappointed you haven't actually come up with something yet. Well, we've gone through our catalogue of questions, but is there any other things that we maybe want to cross off around... Do you have any questions for me?
What's keeping you awake at night about this show?
I found this a really hard project to do because for me, I'm really wanting people to really engage with arts. I want it to be on the news with the sport. I think intellectualism, well, thinking, I'm not elitist, but thinking should be side by side with sport. Yeah. So, for me, what has been hard with this is seeing some artists' reactions to the theme and to Dick's work, which really started this conversation, and seeing the rage and it hurts my feelings.
Yeah.
Because that's what keeps me awake is and I've just had to when you're in that position and you're like this could potentially kill me and I'm going to get a lot of hate from it.
Especially nowadays.
Well, with social media.
With social media and how the troll train can come along pretty quickly. And often it doesn't have any content behind it. I mean, you know, I see it really close up because my wife's a journalist, you know, and she writes a lot of stories and there's often a lot of positive feedback and there's a lot of trolls who don't even read what the thing's about.
Yeah.
They just see the headline.
They have a knee-jerk reaction and then there's the social media rampage which continues. And I had to think about all of that. I talked to Gary Lanksford about what happened 25 years ago when Dick first had his exhibition, and it was quite different then. It was like people would wander in groups and criticise and protest about it.
Yeah.
But basically what could happen with me is I could just get bricks thrown through my
I don't think that'll happen. But again, I think, you know, the conversation has shifted a lot. You know, I was talking to you earlier saying how in a 2005 interview, Ngāhuia Te Awakotuku was saying, you know, she was at an exhibition and saw a Māori artist with a Dick Frizzell tiki shirt on. And for her, that was a sign that the conversation had shifted around some of his work and some of that use of tiki. But also, you know, she did go on to say that we still need to find ways to protect what's important to us.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm excited about the show. I'm really excited about the lineup of artists. I love some of the works created by the other artists. Go and buy it.
Oh,
go and get
goodness.
Misery's one. It's amazing.
It's
Laura's
beautiful.
One.
And Misery's 8 months pregnant at the event, which is also as an experiential piece, and her her work is about femininity, yeah, motherhood in tiki. It's so beautiful.
It's probably one of the most interesting tikis I've ever seen. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, I really love it. Yeah, I forgot what I was just going to say, but that's been really awesome. Thank you so much for coming on and discussing with that with me. Most importantly, I guess the outcome of all of this is just getting along and being happy.
Yes.
That's the point.
Getting people engaged with art. Come along to the opening night. Yeah.
What was the date on it?
23rd of November. So we've got a few weeks yet, and we'll have Dick in to talk with him. Next week we've got Tiffany Singh, and we're going to talk about social practice, which is an art form which aims to make political change through setting up environments kind of similar to this. We're going to be having a good old snoop around.
Mm. And that's at the Golden Dawn, right?
Yeah.
Perfect.
Awesome.
All right, thanks for coming in, Johnson.
No worries, thank you.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.